I don't know if you have any idea, but this movie you guys made has turned into a pretty big thing.
Man, it's kind of trippy to think that, like, just watching the news the other day, one of the newscasters was wearing a Vote for Pedro shirt. It's just very bizarre.
Well, I got to expect, and what's really funny is that for the people that listen to this station, we all as a station, and I don't know if you're familiar with the ticket that much or whatever, but we all kind of discovered the movie about the same time at the Super Bowl in Jacksonville. Not that we didn't know about it, not that people weren't telling us to see it, but I don't know, one of us bought the DVD and passed it around. Within a week or two, everyone on the station had seen it and were going goofy over it. But we were about 7 months behind the curve, so we're trying to play catch-up here. And our fascination is going crazy these days. So that's kind of why we're contacting you like 9 months after the movie came out, if you don't mind.
Man, it's all good.
Your view of Hollywood must be a little skewed, too, because I kind of think of it like Emmett coming to the NFL and thinking everybody wins Super Bowls right away.
This is really easy.
It's not like you toiled for years. This is right out of college, right? You just graduated?
I graduated about 3 years ago, and we were working on the film, just kind of putting it together. And, it's our first hit out of the park, I guess. So it's kind of, we had nowhere to go but down is kind of the way I look at it.
That's a good attitude.
Yeah.
And, I mean, how is your life changed? I remember when I was 3 years out of college, I was living in a very small, tiny apartment, I think making $1,200 a month or so, and I thought it was great. But I imagine you're doing better than that.
Yeah, I'm doing better than that. I still pay too much for a small, stinky apartment in L.A., but I mean, just kind of like we get better, more access to other people, we get to have bigger and better toys, but for the most part, we're the same guys that play Xbox that we played before, so.
How much did the movie cost?
The total ended up being $400,000.
The total, including the wedding scene?
The wedding scene, actually, the story with that is Fox wanted us to do an additional scene, and I didn't want to do it, so I submitted a budget for it, thinking it'd be like $160,000, thinking it'd be like, it's not worth it, we won't do it, and they approved it. So,
wow. So you had to get all the guys back together?
Yeah, I had like 7 days of pre-production to get that thing thrown together and get everyone out to Idaho, and we had that in theaters in about 3.5 weeks.
So when you guys shot the DVD commentary, had that not been done yet?
We had just barely finished the wedding scene.
Okay, because you guys don't comment on the wedding scene.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure why that's not there, because I didn't know about it, because we actually recorded a commentary for it that was pretty funny. I think it was us ripping on the scene, and Fox didn't like it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because, like, I mean, I didn't, when we did it, like, it was kind of getting everyone back together and going to Idaho, and we had just finished it, and it had been like 3 weeks of just like me pulling my hair out trying to get that thing done. Because, I mean, I don't know if you know, like 3 weeks to go from start to finish because we had no script for that scene. Yeah, 3 weeks we had it in theaters. So
really?
Crazy turnaround.
Wow.
So did you guys write that song, or did Kip, or the guy that plays Kip, come up with that on his own?
Yeah, Kip's a buddy of ours from film school, and yeah, I mean, they kind of rehearsed a little bit, but it was all pretty much, he came up with it on his own. It was all impromptu.
Number 3, that's Bad Radio with one of the creators of Napoleon Dynamite.